You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Sarah.
And this is Emma.
And we co-host the Spokespeople storytelling events with Rebecca,
who's off gallivanting on the East Coast this week.
This is our podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling events in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you're about to hear, told by Elizabeth Ehrenberg, came from our July 2012 show, Wishful Thinking.
Enjoy the story!
Our very first storyteller this evening, Elizabeth Ehrenberg, is a psychotherapist, a dancer, a cartoonist, a comic, and a New Yorker at heart. She is also currently fulfilling her longtime dream of having a partial early retirement. Please welcome Elizabeth.
Hi, guys. I have to come out of the closet. When I have a crush on someone, I spend a lot of time in my head about it, fictionalizing the person and basically creating a fantasy relationship. This is the story of my longest long-term fantasy relationship. LTFR. The story starts in 2003. During Pride weekend. I was living in Chicago at the time with my friend who went to school there. And I don't remember how I met Anna, but I know that I fell for her really hard. She was gregarious, funny, outgoing, a great dancer, and best of all, she was already in a relationship with someone else. I'm the kind of person who feels attracted to people who are unavailable. It's a pattern. Straight women, gay men, people who are in monogamous relationships, people who live in other cities. And Anna had two of these characteristics going for her. Not only was she already in a relationship, but she was about to move home to Mexico 3 days after I met her. I was totally in love. Or so I thought. So we spent two fun, prideful days together, and then she left for Mexico, leaving me with a heavy heart and her university student ID so that I could use the gym and the library. On the pretext of asking her some question about the library or the gym that I probably could have asked my friend, I emailed her, and we started this back and forth email exchange that lasted all summer. And I slowly started to develop this fantasy relationship in my head. Somehow, despite the odds, we would end up together. Even though she lived in Mexico right then, and I was living in Chicago, and she went to school in Chicago, and I actually went to school in New York at the time, and she had a girlfriend, it was gonna work out. I knew it. So that fall, I moved to Spain to study abroad, and Anna and I kept emailing each other. And my fantasy relationship kept going on in my head. And in real life, she broke up with her girlfriend. And because that also happened in my fantasy relationship, I took it as a good sign. And around Thanksgiving time, we started to make plans for me to come visit her in Chicago when I got back to the States. I was really excited about this when I got an email from her that she had started dating someone else. I was totally crushed. I felt like my heart had just been broken by the first person that I really felt like I was in love with. So I went to this bar in Madrid in the middle of the day, and I drank red wine and smoked cigarettes. And if you know me, that is completely out of character, but it felt like the adult thing to do when your heart was broken. So needless to say, when I got back to the States, I didn't go to Chicago. But I did go to Chicago about 5 months later. So now it's 2004, it's about a year after I met her, and I felt like I just had to go and see the train wreck that was her with this other girl, which was definitely not supposed to happen according to my fantasy relationship. I just felt like I had to see it, and I didn't have to see it. As you can imagine, it was really heartbreaking. And I came home to New York, and I got into therapy, and if I could identify a low point of this pining for Anna, it was that summer. She left me a voicemail on my machine that I subsequently wrote in my diary, memorized, and saved for over a year. It's really bad. So the next year was my senior year of college, and I had a great year. I did some fun, fantastic things. I lived with four of my best friends. I performed in a comedy group. I wrote a thesis. I had a really great year. But Anna was never far from my mind. I thought about her a lot. I thought about this potential fantasy relationship. And at first, I told my friends about her. And eventually, through a mixture of their visible annoyance and my own shame about it, I just learned to keep quiet. But I kept my thoughts to myself. So Anna and I kind of fell out of touch. I still thought about her. But the next year, 2006, after college, I went traveling in South America. And when I was in Peru, I contracted typhoid salmonella from eating some bad ceviche. And while my buddies who were traveling with me were enjoying the mountains and the lakes of Peru, I spent my time in close proximity to restrooms. So that meant that I was alternatively in the hostel reading the Da Vinci Code or downstairs. Yeah, that's not so fun to be open about. I also went to the internet cafe a lot. And it was during one of these trips to the internet cafe that I got back in touch with Anna. And I told her about my typhoid, and she told me about how she'd broken up with girlfriend number two, and we started emailing each other again. And I was still thinking about her after all these years. And that's why, even though I was in Argentina when she suggested that I come visit her in Mexico, I thought, that's perfectly convenient. And if you know anything about geography, that's totally crazy. But I was crazy about this girl, and I just needed to know, like, what could this work? I mean, it had been 3 years, and over those 3 years, we probably spent 3 days together. And so I wanted to know. So I took multiple bus rides and many days to get to Lima, and from there I flew to Mexico City. And I would love to report that it was awesome and totally romantic, but actually those 2 weeks I spent in Mexico, I remember them as the worst 2 weeks of my life. And not because anything particularly injurious happened on that trip. I did get bit by a street dog that I thought might have been rabid. And I read Prodigal Summer by Barbara Kingsolver, also not a good experience. But those were terrible weeks because Anna and I just really did not get along. And it was clear that we probably never would have been good for each other. I actually kept a list of things that annoyed me about Anna in my diary from that trip. Topping the list was, while she proclaims to be a Marxist revolutionary, she clearly enjoys the trappings of capitalism and keeps borrowing money from me. But it wasn't just her inconsistencies, right? We all have inconsistencies. I think it was more a values thing. It was really clear that we were misaligned. At one point, she told me that her career would always come before her partner. And while I had neither one of those things up to that point, I knew that that just sounded wrong to me. So I toyed with the idea of creating a happy ending for this story, but not only does that go against the spokespeople rules of true stories, it also goes against the moral of the experience, which is don't create happy endings, don't have fantasy relationships. I really think that what I took from this experience, paradoxically, is that I had this fantasy relationship, but it really taught me the value of truth-telling and being real about who people are and what the relationship is. And being here tonight and getting to share this experience with you has been a way for me to speak my truth. So thank you for listening.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for telling that story, and thanks to DuBose Park Cafe for providing the space.
And a big thank you to Chris Koster and Ian Ratzer for helping with the photography and audio recording.
If you like this story, join us for our monthly live show in San Francisco. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org.
Or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Thanks for listening.